Okay, so today is Daf Lamed. We're on today's Daf. It's for a full Shlema for Rav Moshe Yitzhak Ben Bela Perel, Rabbi Melvin Berg, and we should have a complete and speedy Rafua Shlema. We are on the top of Daf Lamed, and we were discussing Bittul of Chametz. Right? We had a three-way machlokes. We had Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, what the story is going to be with Chametz, min b'mino, min b'sh'eno mino, during its time that's Isser, before, after its time that's Asser. We have three different shitos. So it comes Rava now. Amar Rava Hilchasa. The halacha is chametz bizmano. Chametz bizmano means chametz on Pesach. Bein bimino, bein bishel ot bimino. Aser, we have the gersa bimashahu. So Rava is going to pass in that. The halacha is that chametz on Pesach is aser bimashu, whether it's min bimino, meaning like items, or min bishenu mino, or unlike items, like soup on a piece of meat. Right, that's what he says when it comes to chametz on Pesach. Shelo bezmano, which is after Pesach, so shelo bezmano bein bimino bein mishleim bimino mutter. It's going to be mutter like Rabbi Shimon. Like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that chametz on after Pesach is really mutter. It's just a knas, and that they didn't make the knas when it came to tarovis, when it came to mixtures. But this three lines have a lot to talk about. Let's go with Rashi. So Rashi is Amarav Rava Hilchasa. Rashi Paskins, Shmamina, right? Shmamina, I see from here. The Pasuk Rava Hilchasa, the Kol Yisurin Shabbatora. Rashi says that Rava here is passing that when it comes to all Yisurim, all Hilchos Tarovis, Biminon Bimashu, if it's Bin Bimino, right? Like items, you know, soup, it's Bimashu. It's not no Saint Tom, it's a Mashu, whatever small amount. Below Shani Ben Chametz Ushar Yisurim, there's no difference between Chametz and other Yisurim. But here the difference is that when it came to chametz, we made a gzera for whatever reason, because chametz is so chamor, chametz has kardes, chametz lo bedili minei, whatever chametz becomes such a. Rambam says a chametz is davar sheish lo matirin. The idea being is that they made a gzera min b'mino atu min b'she'enu mino atu min b'mino. So even by min b'she'enu mino, we're going to be machmir, right? Shamina minei, so Rashi paskins chalav. Shenafal kedera, some drop of milk that falls into a pot, right? Aser b'mashu, it's aser, even a small amount, mimish enomino. Bekein halacha and Rashi paskins. Rabbi Razman mentions a few times that when it comes to Hilchos Tarovis, very infrequently does Rashi actually paskin. But three or four times in Hilchos Tarovis he paskins, we never hold like him, right? He said, "Vaha the kaimalan." And how? What do we say that Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah B'Shishim? We said somewhere else that when it comes to Tarovis, it's B'Shishim, which is V'No Saint Tam. That's B'Shalo B'Minanu. That's everywhere else except for Chametz, Shalo B'Minan. Rashi says Min B'Mino is not even is Aser B'Mashu. Right? That's what Rashi says. Comes Tosos into Tosos Omer Rava. So he brings Rashi. He says Verbena Tam Omer to Kol Enle Rayos. So if you look in Tosos, 12 or 13 lines before they get medium size. He says, Eladafka b'chametz. He says, no. Rava said, Hilchasa chametz bizmano, ben bimino, ben bimino, is aser b'mashu. The Tosfos says that the only time we say, min bimino is aser b'mashu, we don't. The Raya says, it comes to chametz. He says, Eladafka b'chametz b'pesach, mishum chumra the chametz, because there's a chumra when it comes to chametz. Again, we said before, either because it's an Isser Kares, it's lo b'dil b'nei, people are used to eating it. The Rambam says it's because it's a davar sheish lo matirin. He says, "V'gam Rav Yehuda ga'on pasuk kein the dafka bechametz pasuk Rava kirav." Only specific by chametz, the Rava pasuk like Rav who said min bimino is aser b'mashu. And then he even brings out another gear. So he says, "Odom Rabbeinu Tam says v'lo garsin b'mashu." Right? We just said we read that Rava says hilcha chametz b'zmano bein bimino yishlim no aser b'mashu. Rabbeinu Tam says take out the word mashu. He doesn't even pasuk like Rav there. He v'lo garsim mashu karav v'chein mashu behag v'lo garsim leiv v'sava rava gam b'chametz k'rav Yochanan. He holds like Rav Yochanan, even b'chametz really would only be b'no Saint Tom. So three-way machlokas, we're showing him just here on the page of how we paskin based on his words on the Gemara. But the second one is definitely that he holds that achar zmano is going to be mutter because he's going to hold like Rabbi Shimon. Okay? Because Rabbi Shimon said that the chametz after Pesach is really mutter midoraisa. It's just that there's a knas that we put on a person who is violated by Rabbi Yimatze. So Mar asks, when we are Rabbi Hachi, did Rabbi really say this? And how can you say that it's mutter? I get this away already. Rabbi already said, Rabbi Shimon kanasa kanis. Rabbi Shimon made a knas. According to Rabbi Shimon, the chametz after Pesach is aser. So how are you telling me that it's mutter? Chametz achar Pesach is aser. Karnes kasile. Hovil the avar alav b'yavar b'yamatzei. Since you're over by your rabbi, you're matzah. So there's a kanas, it's going to be usher. So why are you telling me the chametz after Pesach, even in the Tarov, is going to be mutter? He says, oh, hani mili, when does Rabbi Shimon make the kanas? That's be'ene. That's when the chametz is accept, when you see it, it's alone. About alidei tarovus, low. But if it's in a mixture, no. Because it's a kanas, we're going to be makel in certain situations. In a mixture, we're going to be makel. Rashi says, about alidei tarovus, low. Vafilu shahaya be'ene, v'avar aleh, even if it was be'ene, when over Pesach. And you violate Bal Yerah Bal Yemotzei, lo kanes lemesa taroves delay. There's no knas when it comes to the taroves. Chami made the takana. They decide where and when they made the takana applies. Excuse me. Okay. The Azda Rav Latame, and Rav is going to Shitaso, meaning he's only Shitaso to say that we're going to be Mekel when it comes to Chametz, Shavar Lava Pesach, if it's not like exactly just a piece of Chametz. The Amar Rav, a Rav says, Ki avinim bei Rav Nachman, when I was by Rav Nachman, ki have enough ke shiva yom de Pescha, when the 7 days of Pesach were over, which is interesting, because Rav Nachman lived in Bavel, and here it says 7 days of Pesach, the Rashash says it's Lavdavka, whatever, maybe he was in the, some say maybe he was in the place where the Shlichim got to, probably Lavdavka, 7 days of Pesach, right? That's the, you know, 8 days of Hanukkah, 7 days of Pesach, that's what we know. So Amar Lan, he said to them, Puku uzvini chamira de bnei chela. He said, go out and, I guess, buy the wine from the soldiers, right? As the Rava says, right, the Karach says, to Amar Halachar Shimon L'Tamei, the Amar Nami Ba'amah Chomet Shal Nachrish Avu Pesach Mutter, right? Because he said also, what did Rav Shimon say? That the Chomet of the Goy, the Shal of Pesach, is also Mutter. Because he's Mimikel on Chomet Shal of Pesach. It's really Midorai, it's Mutter. So the Goy, he says it's Mutter. And there he says, it's Mutter Ap Achila, Ho Veleka L'Miknas Bey. Since there's no reason to be Konek, make a Knas there. The Ere of Yehuda Chomet Stama Ka'amar Rafil Nachrish. Rav Yehuda, we said the other day, so that even the chametz of a guy would be also of a pesach. We see here that Rava is mekel like Reb Shimon, so too. But Taroves, he's going to be mekel as well, and he's going to say that it's going to be mutter after Pesach because the knas is only by chametz be'ein, chametz that exists on its own. Okay, two dots. Amar Rav. Rav says, okay, now remember, go back. Rav was the one who said that. All Yisroel should be Torah, be Mashu, Shalom be Minam, and Os Haytam, and Rav made the Gzeira, be Chametz, be Zmano, be both by Minam, Min be Minam, Mimish Eino Minam. So Amar Rav, Kederos be Pesach, if you have pots on Pesach, Yishperu, you have to break them. So obviously we're talking about Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres doesn't have, well, see, it doesn't have the ability to become to Kasher, but what's the case? So Rashi says, Amar Rav, Kederos Pesach Yishperu. Rav Lutamei, Rav is going to Shitaso, the Amar Chametz Afla Achar Zmano Aser Behano Kerab Yehuda. Rav is going to Shitaso, not like Rav, passing like Rav Yehuda, who said that Chametz Sha'alav Rav Pesach is also Aser Behano. Right? Rav Lutamei, the Amar Chametz Afla Achar Zmano Aser Behano Kerab Yehuda, the Isle B'mashehu. And he says that it's Aser B'mashehu. And he holds Kasavar Nosin Tam Lefgam Aser. He also holds that no sentam lefgam is aser. So what happens over here? No sentam means after 24 impartitates. No sentam lefgam means that you have, you know, blias, you have things that are in the pot that come out with after a 24-hour period. That's usually because it's off a bad taste. But so we usually say no sentam lefgam is mutter. So if you haven't used a pot for 24 hours and something happens to it, there are kulas. He's going to pass that it's aser. Because what we have here now is we have a pot that had chametz on it. I guess he never sold anything like that. Now it comes after Pesach. So what's going on? So I have chametz inside. He says it's aser b'mashehu. He holds that chametz after chametz over Pesach is aser b'hanalak Rabbi Yehuda. And he also is going to hold that no sentam lefgam is aser. So what do you do with this kli cheres? You can't kasher it. You got to break it. Right? So you have to break it, right? Rashi, read Rashi again. Rav tamei the amar chametz afu achar zmanu aser b'hanal. Number one, chametz after the zman is aser b'hanal. Here Rabbi Yehuda. The isle b'mashehu. He holds that it's aser even in a small amount. V'kasav no sentam lefgam aser. He also holds no sentam lefgam is aser. And Rashi says, "But less hilchos of a semi trei tame." We don't hold like this because for two reasons. Rashi says, "Number one, chada the oki rava hilchos of taro is lachazon muzdor." We already know that after Pesach, chametz shel of a Pesach in a mixture is mutter. So if it's not even in a mixture, it's not even existence. It's just in the walls. It's blios in the walls of the pot. That's going to be mutter. Kirav Shimon, v'hai pachos mitarovus. So this is even less than a taroves. We know no Saint Talmud Gam is mutter. This is no Saint Talmud Gam because it's after a 24-hour period. It imparts the taste. We say that's mutter. Vezem yishavu lav mei Pesach, and this we went through the 7 or 8 days of Pesach. Hufak tamo bedofnei kli. The tam is in the walls of the kli. It weakens, so it's not going to be usher. So that's what Rav says. Amar Rav kedeus Pesach yishbru, but the Gemara asks, v'amai. Why, even according to Rav, who says all these things that you should break them, the Gemara asks why. Lishinu achar Pesach, right? Let this wait till after Pesach. V'lo avid buhu shalo b'minon, and then put in there something that's shalo b'min of the item that's inside, and then it would be min b'she'enu mino, and it'd be bato. Let's say you had chicken in the pot, so put it something else that's not chicken to cook in there. And then it will be mivatelit. How can mivatelit with achtila? So let's read some toksims also. But he says le'avad b'hu shlo b'mino. Rashi says ta'imodi rav le'el. Rav admits le'el the chametz shlo b'zmano. The chametz after the zman of Pesach shlo b'mino. That's b'mashehu mutter. Hay mashehu chashiv lehu. This is going to be a mashehu. You put something else that wasn't that you didn't use this pot for beforehand. You cook it together after Pesach, and then it's after Pesach, so it's going to be mivatel. What's inside the walls? So Gemara answers, Gezeira Dilma Asulim Evibu Bimino. No, lest one come to use the pot for Mino. We don't want you to be Mavatel, to purposely put in something Shalom Bimino and then be Mavatel what's in the pot, lest one come to use the pot Bimino, what the pot was used before, and then you would be a problem, because Rav would say that would be, then you have a violation of eating Chametz. So we don't do that. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Lo Yishbru, you don't have to break them. Right, Shmuel says you don't have to break them. Why? Aval mashihu la'achar zmano. Just don't break them before Pesach. You don't have to worry about it. Just let it wait till after Pesach. Then you can just put in with anything you want in the pot as long as you wait till after Pesach. Why? Because Shmuel tamei. Because Shmuel is going to say that chametz shalo b'mino Pesach is going to be mutter. He's going to say no Saint Talmud Nefkam is mutter. He's going to have all the reasons why Rava says usher. He's going to go the other way. Because Shmuel tamei. And Shmuel is shitaso. The Amar Shmuel ahanu de misbi kandi. Ashvu, right, Zvini Adichini. So he said to those pot sellers, they had these pot sellers, like, oh, okay, I sell earthenware vessels. It's post-Pesach now. Everyone's got to go break their pots now. There's going to be huge demands on my earthenware vessels. I'm going to raise the price. Shmuel says, you better not raise the price. Keep the prices low. The ELO, and if you don't keep the prices, not low, keep the prices the way it's supposed to be. If you don't, the ELO, Darshina Lechul Kirab Shimon. I'll make the drasha so everybody knows that the halachas like Rav Shimon, the chametz shavalav of Pesach is mutter, and this is in the pot, and it's going to be mutter anyway. So you don't, and you won't sell anything. No one's going to break anything, and you won't make any money. So the Gemara says, okay, lidrus lahu dar Shmuel k'Rav Shimon. So why doesn't Shmuel just make the drasha? What do you mean? You better not, otherwise I'll make that pronouncement. So make the announcement. Tell him what the halacha is. He goes, no. He says, Ashri de Rav. No, Shmuel at the time was in the city of Rav. The city of Rav, Rav held that Chametz Lover Pesach is going to be usher even in the Tarovis, because he holds like Rav Yehuda. So Shmuel didn't want to make an announcement and paskin in the city of Rav. But if you start messing everybody up and start raising prices and price gouging, then I'm going to step in and I'll say that I hold like Shmuel, and then there'll be a whole to do, and you won't be able to raise the prices. Okay. Fine. So for Tosos asks a bunch of questions of Tosos. Tosos says, we went back, we said, Amar Rav, Kedeus b'Pesach Yishbru. When it came to the Klei Cheres, Rav said you have to break them for multiple reasons. You wouldn't be able to use them after Pesach because you can't kosher them. So he says, right. Okay, that's one. We'll skip that. Second Tosis was, he said, what we said, right, he said, why do you have to break them? Why don't you just wait till after Pesach and then do Shalom Kamina? Cook them Shalom Kamina. Tosos says, Tema Lari. Tosos Lishahinu. He says, Tema Lari. He says, Nihi Desfiru Lan, the time of the Chametz, Bekadera, Chashiv, Mashu, Shem, Yahashu, and Mikomakam Hadatan, Emavat, Islachila. We have a concept in Halacha that you can't purposely do Bittel. You can't say, oh, no, what happened here, some milk fell into my chicken soup. What I'm going to do now is pour more chicken soup into the pot, and I'll be mevatel the milk. You can't do it in the chavchila. All the tarovis, all the otherwise there'd be no questions for a rabbi. Right? You just pour it in and be mevatel it. All the questions arise, if something happens, how much was there, but you can't do bitul chavchila. So how here are they suggesting to Rav, Rav said the we should break, they said, why wait till after Pesach and cook shalob aminim in there, be mevatel what's inside? That's mevatel isul chavchila. You're not allowed to do that. That goes against the rules. Right? He says, vafilu yisu the rabbanon aim mevatel. And if you hear it, even say to the rabbanon, we don't say, we don't do it purposely to initiate bitul. The imlokein maho ilu chachamim bitakanam sheasarat shishim hol sheyachol lahosiv vatal iser. Then all again, even if it's a din derabanan, what would be the purpose of the takana if you could just go ahead and be mevatal it? He goes down a little bit. He says mfarish harav Yosef. Rav Yosef answers ho el viika tarti li tivusa. He says no, because here you allow bitul to do bitul because we have two things that are going on here. Besides that, number one, it's no sin town of gam. And number two, it's a mashu shalom amino, and maybe mevatelet. Maybe here, because it's such a mekel, it's all the way down low on the totem pole, because you have no sentam of gam, you have only a small, small, minute amount, maybe we would say you can be mevatelet. He says, Rimefarish says, Kevin dakadeir shalcheres hein, im yu asurin elim takana, zechosh of the oven. He says, no, he's like, what's going on here? We're talking about klei cheres. If you, according to Rav, these things are usur. What's the other option? Your other option is to break the kalim, because you can't kosher the earthenware utensils. So over here, so this is no longer mevatel isul chachila. But you are in a bidi evit situation to begin with, because he's redefining what mevatel isul chachila, right? It's a redefinition. So you say you're already in a bidi evit situation, because otherwise you're going to lose. And chacham chasam amonim shel Yisrael, how can you do that? So let's try to make a suggestion to say that you can do mevatel it. And Rav says, no, I can't, because I left had the issue, because if I allow this, maybe people will cook it with mino, and I'll have an even worse situation when you'll violate the chametz. Okay. Yeah, the blios.
So the question is, why isn't your bittul before Pesach mevatel that too?
He didn't do it. You didn't do it. Okay. Fine. Or it was somebody else's. You know, the non-Jew. It's the same thing. You go to the store with somebody else's pot that you're going to use, and he didn't do it. All right. So, Hahu Tanura. You have this oven. So we're going to quote this story, and at the end of it, we're going to use something in order to ask a question. So Hahu Tanura. We have this oven. Ditachu Beiticha. Things mean that you basted it with fats. Basically, you made the oven fleishach. You smeared it with oils and fats that are fleishachs. So asar rava bar ahiloi lemecha lerifta afil b'milchal olam. The bread that's baked in that oven is now fleishach bread. You're not allowed to eat that bread at all, even if you're only eating that bread with salt. Like we'll get to later on also in the Aflam Vav. Lama Zayin is an isser of milchal bread, fleishach bread. Bread has to be parv. Thomas is English Martha, okay. Bread has to be parav, because bread is the staple, and it's eaten at every meal. And if bread is one way or the other way, you're going to run into problems of eating basar b'chalav. So he says, that this he says, well, why? Because dil, and he explains, dil ma'asin l'michle b'kuta, kuch b'kutcha. You might eat it with the kutach, right? The kutach was that dairy dip that they had, the kutach habavli. So that's why you can't have fleishach bread. Tosos asks, what's the big deal? Dip it in bread. Why not? To dip it in the kutach. It's not barna. It's no sing tam, bar no sing tam. In Hilchos Tarovis, we have the isser of one item imparting a taste, and then if it imparts another taste, it's two steps removed, not barna, no sing tam, bar no sing tam, it'd be mutter. And here also, Rashi says, Tosu says, Tema, v'lich le b'kutach, d'ha no sing tam, bar no sing tam hu, k'da amr perakol abasar. He says, because what do you have here? You have the tam of the meat goes into the oven. That's one no sing tam. Then the tam of the oven goes into the bread. That's another no sing tam. That's no sing tam bar no sing tam. And Gemara Chulin says no sing tam bar no sing tam is mutter. So why do you have? Right, he says the case over there. He has the cases of fish, right? That fish that went on a plate. That and the taste of the plate, of the fish was on the plate, and then he did something else with the fish. I don't know, but it was two levels. So he says, he gives a few answers. The last answer, the last line, is the best answer. He explains the shuman shalcheres in a yochli kanech yofe. He doesn't know the fats on clay and on pottery don't absorb. So it's mamish there. So when it comes out, it's not nosin tam or nosin tam. It's mamish in the bread. It doesn't absorb into the walls of the pot. But again, you have to go through all these things with all the halachas of Tichos Taromus to figure out what's going on. Okay, so that's the case. So Mesve, we asked the question. Right, here we just said that you cannot use this oven forever. It says, La'olam. So Mar says, Rebraisa, Im Lash, Nasa Isa B'chalav, you can't knead the dough with milk. The Im Lash, and if you did knead the dough with milk, Kol, right, we learned this on Daf Lamed Vav, Kol Hapas Kul Asura, the whole loaf of bread is Asur, Dipnei Hergel Avera, because you're going to be, of what you're used to doing, you're used to eating bread, you make a sandwich, you can make a bologna sandwich with a bread that has, butter in it, right? So that can't be. So therefore you can't have that bread. Kayotziba, similarly, ain't touching us a tanur ba'alya, you can't smear or baste the oven with the fats of the tail, the imtash, and if you did, kol ha'pas kula asura, anything that you break bake in there is going to be asur, achi yasik es ha'tanur, until you blast out, like you redo the oven, right? Ha husak ha'tanur mi ashari. But if you did blast down, you did burn it out, you're like a libun, it would be mutter. Well, that's a teyufta to Rav Bar Yila, teyufta. That's a strong kashya from Rav Bar Yila, because he said the oven is asur l'olam. And here this price says, no, it's not asur l'olam, it's asur until you basically do libun and burn it out. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Abale Ravino Ravashi. Ravino says to Ravashi, the kimei achar di sosef Rav Bar Yila. Now that we've slugged up Rav Bar Yila, Amayka Amar Rav Kadesh with Pesach Yishbru. Why did Rav said that the Klei Cheres items on Pesach have to be broken? Right? Why don't we just say that, do Liban on them, burn them out? Just like you did with the oven, the assumption being that the oven is also earthenware, just like you did with the oven, so I'll do the same thing with the Kalims. And Rav says, no, you made the wrong assumption. Amar Le, Hasam Tanashim Mateches, Hacha Kadesh Shel Cheres. There, we're talking about metallic oven. Metallic oven can be kosher when it comes to libun. Kli cheres cannot be kosher when it comes to libun. The ibais ema, or you can say hava hava shel cheres. This is interesting, right? Both the oven and the kelim are talking about earthenware. So how can you kosher the oven? Ze heseka mibifnim, ze heseka mibifchutz. When you do libun on the oven, you do it from the inside. Because that's how you cook, everything's on the inside. You really burn it on the inside, you burn it well. When it comes to the klei cheres, they don't burn from the inside, they burn from the outside, so it won't be able to get the blios, right? You use it inside, and you're only burning out from the, you're only warming it up on the, heating it up on the outside, you're not going to get the blios on the inside. So the Gemara says, okay, the ki teima hachanami lovei l'heseka b'fnim. So tell people with the klei cheres, with Ravla, to do libun on the inside, to get the blios out. He says, no, chayis alei mishum depaka. The klei cheres, the small klei cheres, are not need to withstand such intense heat. So people will not, they'll be choshesh that they're going to break their kelim, and they won't get the fire on the inside to a high enough level to get the blios out. And therefore, we're afraid. Rashi says, Rashi says, what they're going to do is, oh, I'll just do it on the outside, not on the inside. The Rosh says, no, they'll do it on the inside, but they won't do it to a high enough level. Bottom line is, they won't do it appropriately, and they won't be kashered. Okay, Hilkach, therefore, Hai buchya, right? That's some sort of tiles, I think. How's he translate buchya? Tiles? Ha, what? I didn't hear it, sorry. Tile, okay. Ha buchya, hisiko mi bachutz hu va'asar. Right? But the e mila gumri shaper dummy. I don't know, something like that. If you just burn it from the outside, it's not good, it's asar. But if you do something on the inside, like you fill it up with coals, I think, you fill it up inside with coals, then it would kasher, because you have to get it to an intense heat. Amale Ravina la Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, let me ask you a question. Hani sakini, our knives, our cutlery, whatever, our cutlery that we have on Pesach, hani sakini, right, bepischa hechi ardinan. What are we going to do with them for Pesach? How do we get to use them on Pesach? How do we kasher them on Pesach? So comes Ravashi, says, what are you talking about? Amale, lididi chadasak avdinan. I buy new ones. Like, he's like us. We just buy new sets. So says Ravina back to him, Amrale Tenach Mar de Efshar. That's fine and dandy for you. You have some disposable income and cash, and you can afford to buy new kalim. We can't afford to buy new kalim. How do we kasher our knives? He says, Tenach Mar de Efshale, Tenach Mar de Efshale, De Lo Efshale, Mai. So Amrale, Ravashi says back to Ravina, No, Ana Ke'en Chadasak Emina. I didn't say I buy new ones. I make them as if they are new, meaning I kosher them. How do I do that? Katina batina. So I put plaster around the handle of the knife. Uparzilayu benura. The metallic portion of the knife, what I do is I burn it in the fire. I do libun. Vahadar ma'alya lekitiyu birotchin. Then I put the handle into hot water. So I do libun on the metal part, and then I do hagala on the wood part. But the hilchasa and the halacha is really the hilchasa. You don't have to do hagala on these things, so you don't use them in such an intense heat. So you don't have to do libun. You can do hagala. You put them in the boiling water, and then you kasher them on Pesach. Tosos asks, though, there's a Tosefta of Avodah Zarah that says explicitly hasakin, a knife, a spud in the spit, the malabin b'or, or to kasher them, you have to do libun. Here you say you have kasher a knife, you can just do hagala. There it says you have to do libun. So Tosos says it's talking about different knives. The knives over there, they talked about the Tosefta, it's compared to a spud, which is a spit. You're talking about these long knives. So these long knives, which you'll hold the items on, and you hold them over the fire, so that's being used with intense heat. So you have, in order to kasher that, you would need libun. The knife here, we're talking about a regular knife that you cut, it doesn't get that intense. You do hagala, we have, you know, pots, you put it in, you throw the, right, whenever you do them, just ask the Rav to make sure you do it right. We wait for a day, so it's no Sintan of Gam. Also, we do all these things. Sometimes in the places we have the communal one, they're not so much on people waiting 24 hours, so they put this caustic agent into the water, in the communal things, to make it sure that it's no Sintan of Gam. But that's how you do it. You write the halacha. It has to be a Kli Rishon. The Kli Rishon here typically means, not like on Shabbos. Shabbos, we say Kli Rishon could be on the fire, Kli Rishon off the fire. Kli Rishon here means on the fire. It has to be burning while it's on the fire. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua, Eitz Paror. So some sort of, I think this is like sort of ladle, some wooden ladle. So that you used to use, so you put it and you would put it in the cauldron and mix it around. So it's this wooden ladle, Magilo Berotchen V'Kli Rishon. How do you kasher it? You put it in hot water. It's used in hot water, so you kasher in hot water. Put it in Kli Rishon. Kasavar Kabbalah Kachpolto. Because the way you use it, the way it absorbs, that's how it expresses it out also. So if you absorb it by using it in hot water, it's expressed by putting it in hot water. Kabbalah Kachpolto. Bayi Minei. Okay. Bayi Minei. Meamemar, or change it to Meremar. Hani mani de kunya, mahul lishtamushe bepischa. These mani de kunya, right, the utensils of kunya. So Rashi explains what they are. He says, plumir, belaz, vishelcheritsu, vitavach ba'avar. It seems to be these utensils, the klicheris utensils, that are glazed with lead. It's like some lead glaze over it. Like we have that also, a lot of our stuff is glazed. So what? China can't be kosher necessarily. What if it's glazed China? So it's over here. If it's glazed, I think the question is, does it absorb? And you can't kosher it? Does the glaze protect it and therefore it can be koshered? So what's the story? So he says it depends what the glaze is. So it makes sense. Yeroka, if it's greenish glaze, so I guess the molecules in the green glaze that they were used, Loti by the Vade Asiri. That's definitely going to be Asir. I guess that allowed absorption. That whatever the chemical properties of that allowed absorption. Kiti Boilach, the question would be Uchmi Vichiure, whether they're black or red and white. If you glaze like that, my, what's the case? The Hecha de Isbe Kurtufni, if it has cracks, Loti Boilach the Vade Asiri. If there's some cracks in it, then definitely going to be Asir, because then what ended up happening is that it went through the glaze into the cheres, and the cheres doesn't let it come out, and therefore definitely would be Asir. Kiti Boiloch, the question is going to be Dishii, which I think means that they're smooth, right? That they're smooth. My, what's the din? So Amale, Chazina Luhud Midaisi, Alma Bliv Asire. So you see that they're sweating. You see somehow, I guess, that on the other side, that there's droplets on the other side, which means that the glaze doesn't protect it. It goes through. You see it on the other side. It goes through. It's going through. Therefore, the bleos are going in as well, and therefore, it's going to be usher. Rashi says the midaiti. He says poltin hamashke midokon achitzon. Now you see the liquid coming out from the outer walls. Ubalaz tarsh tatash. Since it's letting, I don't know if it's the same thing, but they're assuming that since it allows the moisture to go through to the other side, it's also allowing the food items to go through, and therefore it would be usher.
But holy bubal yirach, since it absorbs, shuv ain't holtim, it doesn't go out, shetorah yida kli cheres, because the Torah testifies about kli cheres, shakev and shabalo, once it absorbs, ain't a yod shemid de dof in the olam, it's a one-way street with kli cheres, it goes in, it doesn't go out, shereb kli eight tumatos ksiv lecha, because the Torah, when it talks about kashrin and kalim, it talks about wooden utensils and metallic utensils. It says, yishtof ta'aviru ba'ish, umor kushutav al kli cheres yishavar, but kli cheres, you have to break. Okay. So the Gemara says, so these kli cheres, we say that they're usher, these glazed kli cheres are usher to use on Pesach because they absorb, and therefore you have the chametz inside them. So the Gemara says, "Umay shno l'inyan yayin nesach." Why is this different when it comes to yayin nesach? So it's not going to be yayin nesach really. Because yayin nesach will be totally usher. We're probably talking about stam yainam b'zmanazeh, right? The darish mareimar, the darish mareimar made the drasha, manya de kunya. Again, these utensils of kunya. Bein uchma, whether they are black, bein chiyure, whether they're white, bein yiroke, whether they are green, shari, they're going to be mutter. We don't say that the wine is absorbed into the pot or the cup. So how come by Pesach we say it absorbs, and by the wine we say it does not absorb, and it's good to go? So the Gemara says, the chitema, maybe you say, yayin nesach derabon, here why can't, that's why it can't really be yayin nesach. Maybe it's a distinction between Daraisa and Darabanan. Chametz and Pesach is also Daraisa. Yayin Nesach, which is not Yayin Nesach, Stam Yayin Nesach would be also Daraisa. Yayin Nesach, which is, means Stam Yayinam, is also Darabanan. So therefore, right, Kitema, Yayin Nesach Darabanan, Chametz Daraisa, then therefore that's making the distinction. When it comes to Yisui Daraisa, we'll say that it absorbs. So we won't allow you to kosher it. When it comes to Dinei Darabanan, we'll say, okay, we'll allow you to kosher it. It's only us and me Darabanan. Can't do that. Why? Because called the Tikkun Rabbanan can't eat Daraisa Tikkun. Whenever Rabbanan make a Takana, the takana is patterned after the Doraisa. You're not going to say something's usher and then create a whole new world. You pattern after the Doraisa. The Doraisa says that things have, something's boleya in cheres, it doesn't express it. It's going to be usher. So too, if something's going to be boleya in Issa Darabanan, we say it's not going to express the Issa Darabanan, it's still going to be usher. So the Gemara says, oh, the difference is, Amalei, zet hashmisha de chamin, vizet hashmisha de tzonen. Depends what you use it for. What do you use the regular pot that you're cooking in and stuff like that? Using it hot. Hot absorbs. Wine is cold. That's one of the questions that they always ask when you ask them. Have you used it for 24 hours? Was it hot? Was it cold? Those are the main questions. This is cold. Cold doesn't absorb. Right? Rashi says, Chameitz tashmisho yedei chamin kol hashana. Aval yayin nesach lo nishtamish bo el tzonen. It's only cold. And therefore, don't say this at home, right, and Amar Rava Bar Abba, Amar Pchia Bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Kol haKelim shenishtamshu behem chametz betzonin. All kelim that you use during the year for chametz, cold. I don't know the bowls that you use for cereal. Right, you don't use it for. I mean, maybe some people put soup in there, but you only have these bowls you use for cereal, so it only goes cold goes in there. Mishtamish behem matzah. You're allowed to use it on Pesach. Don't try this trick at home. He says if you have cold utensils that only use for cold, you can use them on Pesach." So there's a machlokas, we've shown him what that means, how big that heter is. Some Rishonim say that it can only be used with cold items. Just like it was used for cold items during the year, it can only be used for cold items on Pesach. The Baal HaMor says no. There's absolutely no absorption of cold. So those utensils are going to be mutter to use on Pesach, even for hot things. Right? Except for, it gives some exceptions. Again, don't try this at home, because we don't do that. Right, we get new. Don't, right. He says, so again, kol hakelim shishtashu behem chametz betzonin, mishtamish behen matzah. I think we actually paskin that way. Right? Chutz min beis seor, except for beis seor. Beis seor would be some sort of leavening agent. Why? Holo shechimutzo kasha, because since it's a very intense chametz, we're going to say that it absorbs more. Right, Rashi, and Rashi's beis seor, it says, kli sha'isha shora, she leaves umaneches bo'sasor. She leaves the yeast, right? The people now have in the refrigerator. They keep the enzyme, whatever it is.
Sourdough.
What? The sourdough, yeah. The notes will be isad. She puts it in there. Upamim shehu shohe shem balayla. Sometimes she leaves it overnight. So that creates real absorption. It's like a substitute for heat. It's not necessarily heat that causes absorption. It's something that's intense causes absorption. One way of having absorption would be heat. Another way of having absorption would be leaving this leavening agent in the bowl overnight. So he says, "Beis or hol shechimutz kasher." And Amar Rav Ashi, says, "Ubeis charoshes kebeis or right shechimutz kasher dami." The beis charoshes. What's the beis charoshes? Rashi says, "Kli shenosim bo chametz v'kol davar sheish lo kihul Uravdilin Latas Litin Bokemach, the Osuli Tavo Bosakon Moshashana, the Kamas Mishamates, Machmasakiwi. I think sure it's something that I think you leave the chametz item, you leave it in there for an extended period of time, so that's going to cause an intense absorption, and that's going to be usher. That's going to be usher as well. Shechemutzah kasha dami. It's going to be similar to the besor, and it's going to be usher. Right, even though it was only cold, it's still going to be those cases. It's still going to be usher. Amar Rava. Rava says, Hani agani demechusa. Agani, what's he saying? Potentially, agani. Agani means these. Troughs, right? Arevos mites, right? Right. The mechuzah, hol v'tadiri l'milish b'hu chamira u'mashehu b'hu chamira kebeisa or shechimutzu kasha dami. Since you constantly kneading the dough in there, it's going to be considered like the beisa or, and therefore, even though it's only used by cold, you wouldn't be able to use it on a Pesach because we say there's an intense absorption. The Gemara says pshita. Well, that's pasha. What's the difference? You're constantly using it like that. Since I guess that these rivets or cracks in there, you would think that maybe the heat could penetrate into these things. You'd be able to kasher it. Kamashmalan, that we don't. We say that you cannot kasher it. So again, today's daf was a lot of very, very fundamental when it comes to kasher and kelim. Mimimino, mimjelimino, breaking cases, breaking kelim, ein vatan isul chatrila, no sintam lefkam, no sintam lefkam bar, no sintam lefkam. A lot of using coal, bolo paspolto, very fundamental daf. But we'll stop here by the Mishnah, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Have a good day.